5. I have 9:02 a.m. I'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? Hearing none, we'll move to our first order of business. We have approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 485980 through 486048, warrants 8737 and 8741 through 8744, three journal entries or transfers.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of previous meeting minutes for your review. We have the regular session minutes for December 16th, 2025, and regular session for December 17th, 2025, along with executive for December 16th, 2025.
Move to approve regular session minutes for December 16th, 2025, December 17th, 2025, and executive session minutes for December 16th, 2025.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next in your packet, you'll have a list of board positions that we have to consider for reappointment. I have them in order in your packet from front to back there. Brandon, you may be missing this first one because it was an email. I apologize.
So. Oh, yeah. I already knew about
that. You knew about that. Okay. So first one that if everybody's ready for, we'll start with the senior board. In lieu of replacement for Ms. Leanne Caulfield on that board, we have received a letter from the chair recommending a replacement for her position due to
illness.
Yes. Discussion on it.
I'm all for the appointment. We don't have an actual
letter of resignation.
We don't have an opening right now.
Okay. I wasn't sure with the chair presenting that if that would serve as or not. So maybe we should get something signed by.
Don't know that there's not an opening right now. As of this time, there's not an opening.
Okay.
In my opinion.
No. Mr. Keys, agree? Okay. Fine. No, that's good. So let's move to our next one. We have the SB 40 Developmental Connections Board.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. So we do have three positions. Mr. David Yank, Derek Dodrell, and Robert Paulson are all up for reappointment. They all have expressed interest and submitted applications for their terms to be renewed. These terms would go from January 1, 2025 through December 31st, 2028. All three of them are three-year terms. Is there any discussion or?
No, I'm good. To appoint Dave Yank, Darren Dodrell, and Robert Paulson to the SB 40 board for a term of 1/1/2026 through 12/31/28.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries. Next, we have our 911 Advisory Board. We have two positions there as well. Both of those will be three-year terms to continue through December 31st of 2028. We do have applications from both that are current board members that wish to serve another term.
Do we want to... So historically, we've had the board members match statutorily what the 911 board would be if there was a tax. We don't have a 911 tax. Do we want to continue down that same thought process, which would replace one of them?
Just with previous conversation, knowing that that one will continue in a position in emergency management, I don't know that we're not in line. Or thoughts? We can do one of them, and then we can discuss the other at a later time.
I'm fine with it. I just didn't know if we wanted to. I didn't know if that would, if emergency management would meet that requirement or not. But we don't have to meet the requirement because we don't have.
We don't have the tax. Take discussion before.
I'm good with whichever.
Good.
I am too.
And if we need to make a change, then we can make we can do so. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I would entertain with what we have
presented. And this is a three-year term?
Three-year term, correct.
Should be through 28?
Yep. 12/31/28.
Move to reappoint Chris Burnt and Nathan Bowers to the 911 Advisory Board effective 1/1 of 26 through 12/31 of 28.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Next, we have our Park Board. We have three positions on there. This would be for Mr. Jerry Adam, Kendall Hayes, and Michelle Cole. Once again, three-year terms. Commencing January 1, 2026 through 12/31 of 2028. Do you have applications and everyone's expression to continue their service on that park board?
Do you guys have any questions?
I have none.
Do not.
Move to appoint Jerry Adam, Kendall Hayes, and Michelle Cole to the park board. Tannehill County Park Board, effective 1/1 of 26 through 12/31 of 28.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Our next one that we have, our last one for the day, will be for the Tannehill County Regional Sewer Board. Mr. Sean Calhoun has completed a term and he wishes to serve. This would be a five-year term, commencing January 1, 2026 through 12/31 of 30. Comments.
You said 12/31 of 30?
Correct.
Move to appoint Sean Calhoun to the Tannehill County Regional Sewer Board effective 1/1 of 26 through 12/31 of 2030.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you, Commission. We'll move to our next order of business, which is approval of the bid recommendations 202511-589 for septic system services. With us this morning from our environmental services, we have Mr. John Suti, Good morning, John.
Morning, Commissioner.
How are you?
Morning.
Doing great. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Doing well, thank you.
Doing good. Yes, for our septic tank pump-out program, in which each year we strive to pump out 500 septic tanks a year. S&S Pumping, they've had the program now for 2 years. We bid it out every other year, and we have a right to renew an additional year. But this is for the time to bid it out again, which Nikki took care of that for us. And we opened bids on the 17th. We only had one bidder, and that was S&S Pumping. Do you have my recommendation?
We do. Yes, sir.
We did see some increases, which we expected that. They've held their prices for 2 years. And during that time, we've had Hollister's tipping fees for dumping the wastewater at the city of Hollister, which that's where all of our wastewater goes to. Those fees have increased. And during that time also, we've had fuel prices increase, which is somewhat stabilized now, but still higher than what it was. So we expected some increases there. But basically, in our high usage areas, which I call our core areas, Branson, Forsyth, Hollister, Kirbyville, Ridgedale, and Walnut Shade, they represent 69% of all of our pump out requests from these areas. And we saw a 15 to 20% increase in those areas. For example, Branson went from $150 to $175. Ridgedale went from $160 to $185. So we saw some increases there. Then, and again, we expected that. But they run from about $25 to $30 per site in those areas. The other areas, Bradleyville, Cedar Creek, Gazine Mills, Fireside, Pro Tem, Taneyville, Marion Woods, and Rockaway Beach, they represent 31% of our pump outs. And in that, in those areas, we saw a 17 to 23% increase. For example, again, Bradleyville went from $170 to $200. Kazee Mills went from $160 to $185. Pro Tem, $175 to $215, which was our highest increase due to the distance, basically, to get to Pro Tem. But with that being said, we did 16 in Pro Tem this year, which was a big year for Pro Tem. We had some people in the subdivisions down there go to their neighbors and try to get the word out for us and everything, which we do appreciate that. But normally we may see 5 to 10. If we see 10 in that area, that's a big year. So even though the numbers are higher, we see a lot less pump outs in those areas. And I basically took the numbers submitted from S&S Pumping, the cost numbers, and I divided them into an average. And I took that, I think it's $188. I took that times 500, and I come up with like $94,000. And we have $100,000 budgeted for the program, so we should be fine with that. And unfortunately, I don't think we'll see 500 pump outs. I'm at 352 so far this year. And in the last years, the last 3 or 4 years, the highest I saw was like 425. So I don't think we'll see 500. Of course, all the pump outs won't be $188. So that $100,000 should be fine to cover the cost of the program. But with that, you know, I think their numbers are fair. S&S Pumping, again, they were the only bidder. But again, their numbers are in line with what we expected, and I would recommend that the commission approve them to go for another year with the option to renew in 27.
Okay.
And they've been great to work with. In the last 2 years, I have not had one complaint against their company. You don't hear very many accolades. You know, you don't hear the good stuff very often. But I have had some customers call me and talk about what a fine job they did for them and different things. So, but I have not had any complaints, which is a good thing.
Okay. Well, John, we do thank you. Thank you for the presentation, the recommendation. Any discussion amongst the commission before we move forward?
Nope.
Okay.
Move to award bid number 202510-589 to S&S Pumping Incorporated.
Second. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, John. Appreciate you.
You bet. Appreciate you guys as well.
Yep.
You ready?
All right. Our next order of